Stephen Mayne, of course, is the business commentator from Crikey.com. Fill us in, Stephen. This is big, isn't it?
Hi, Libby.
Hello.
It is very big, yes. Centro are actually the fifth biggest shopping centre owner in the US, as well as being one of the biggest here. They control $26.6 billion of shopping centres, mainly in Australia and the US. And today they've just gone through a massive crisis. They've announced that they can't roll over some debt, about $3.9 billion of debt that was due to expire on February the 15th this year. And so they've cancelled their distributions to their shareholders, and they've most importantly banned their investors from actually withdrawing their funds.
Mm.
So that's caused huge panic in the market, and shares in the Centro Property Group, which is the main flagship company, are down 75% today, which has wiped out $3.5 billion of value. And shares in the associated Centro Retail Trust have lost 40% of their value, or $1.3 billion. So a total of $5 billion has been wiped out today. So that actually makes it to sort of six or seven times worse than Rams Home Loans, which was the last major time contagion from the US debt crisis hit an Australian listed company in a major way.
Stephen, what does that mean for me in Glen Waverley? Or me in Eltham with my shares or my life insurance? What does that mean?
Well, I mean,
or my superannuation, if I've invested with, say, MLC or with AMP, what does that mean for me?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of stocks on the stock market, but the likes of the Commonwealth Bank and AMP and Macquarie Bank, they are all large investors in Centro. So it is the big institutional funds that have actually taken the major hit today. So basically, you know, $4 or $5 billion has been collectively wiped off the $1 trillion of super that sits there in Australia. So it is a major hit. But there aren't any. There's not that many individual shareholders in these two vehicles. But there's quite a few people who do invest in the Centro funds, the so-called wrap products, where you basically, you know, go into a wholesale ownership position in a shopping centre or a group of shopping centres. So you can't get your money out there. So that actually is almost a pyramid-style situation where money is frozen. And we haven't seen a situation like this in Australian funds management since the early 1990s. There were a number of funds that were frozen back then. So, you know, in the case of Northern Rock in the UK, at least, yes, the people did queue up, but at least they could get their money out.
Mm.
And the British government stepped in and lent Northern Rock something like 60 or 70 billion Australian dollars to satisfy those redemptions. That's not the case here. They've simply said, sorry, you can't get your money out. We're not giving any distributions to shareholders. We're reviewing the whole portfolio. And so because this is a crisis of confidence, what I think is going to happen is that the thing will be broken up and sold. A few shopping centres will be sold off, probably at not very good prices, because silly old Centro have spent $10 billion in the last year and a half buying not very good shopping centres in the United States. And that's been their big problem. They've done it on borrowed money. And now people are looking at the bricks and mortar and saying, it's not very good. It's all being affected by the subprime crisis. Mm. You're going to have to sell these shopping centres at a fire sale. That's going to destroy a lot of value. You've lost the confidence of the market. The whole thing's going to have to be sold.
Why didn't the market anticipate this, Stephen?
Well, that is a very good question, Libby, because the whole market was valuing these two listed entities at $8 billion last Thursday, when suddenly we had a suspension of the shares, or a bit of a funding issue in the US. We'll tell you something on Monday, and then bang, this whole revelation. So I guess, I mean, Centro argues that it's totally unprecedented shock situation, and the statistic they pointed to was that since 2002, the commercially backed mortgage market in the US, so that's not the housing market, which has been crashing, it's the commercially backed, so shopping centres, office blocks, etc., averages $100 billion US a month in issues. So $100 billion gets rolled over every month and people can borrow in that market, no problems. The last 3 months it's been down to $30 billion a month. So it's basically dried up. A lot of it's dried up. And so people who, you know, would ordinarily have been borrowing that extra, you know, $70 billion a month are people like Centro who suddenly can't do it. And the Australian banks have refused to step in and give Centro Extra Loans, you know, an extra lifeline, which is an interesting situation because many of the big institutional investors who have been hit here are the likes of Barclays, Deutsche Bank, the Commonwealth Bank, the very same banks that would have been asked to lend money to Centro are also the institutional fund managers who have invested in the equity of Centro, but obviously you have these Chinese walls, so different parts of the financial institution are making the different decisions. But it's an incredible situation, I have to say.
Will there be a flow-on effect to other listed companies, Stephen?
Well, the likes of Goodman Group, which is our largest owner of industrial estates, their shares were hit by more than 15%, so they're currently trying to raise money in the market as well. I don't think anyone's in quite the situation of Centro, of having borrowed so much over such a short period of time for such a dramatic expansion. I mean, Centro's two big US acquisitions lifted its shopping centres that it controls from $10 billion to $26 billion in just 18 months. So they were massively growing, fueled by debt. But the whole sector, I mean, the whole market's been hit. The whole market's off 3%, more than a 200-point fall in the All Ordinaries Index. And I guess people are now saying, well, you know, the Reserve Bank's formal reserves have been cut by, I think, $75 billion to $35 billion over the last 3 months as they've been stepping in to try and provide liquidity. And we've seen it hit subprime. It's now hit commercial. What does this mean for, you know, the whole economy, consumer confidence, et cetera, et cetera? So it's just that whole contagion effect. It's really hurting financial institutions around the world, from the biggest US bank, Citibank, to Rams, to little old Centro. There's just, they're dropping like flies, and I think no one knows where it's going
to
end.
One to watch then, Stephen.
Indeed.
Stephen Mayne, shareholder, activist, and business writer for crikey.com.au. Thank you for being on the Drive program.
Thanks, Lindy. Libby, sorry.
I'm her evil twin. Libby Gold with you on the Drive program, 774 ABC Melbourne today, 4:15.